products. They also make effective urinary health supplements backed by science.
Now I have peace of mind with Eucora.
Get relief and get ahead with Eucora. Try today at eucora.com/radio. Eucora.com/radio. That's eucora.com/radio.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
This weather update is brought to you by your boat club at BJ Sports Shop, Minocqua's premier outdoor clothing and equipment retailer. Shop your boat club located at 917 U.S. Highway 51 in Minocqua.
Cloudy for a while this morning. We will see a little more sunshine by later this afternoon with a high today near 49. The wind out of the south becoming west at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy. May see a few flurries after midnight, or low 23. Tomorrow, cloudy. Sprinkles 41. We'll get back into the upper 40s by later this weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
I would like to introduce to you all,
it's Naismith. He set my world on fire. Yes, I'm gonna
fly. Hi, this is Dylan Scott.
That's the kind you need to find. You just can't have mine.
The best. 98Q Country.
I got rice cooking in the microwave. Got a three-day beard. I don't plan to shave. And it's a goofy thing, but I just got.
KCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Doctors in Alabama already scheduling embryo transfer procedures after the Alabama governor signed a new law making it possible for fertility clinics to reopen. The Alabama Supreme Court recently ruling that frozen embryos are children. President Biden getting ready for his State of the Union address tonight. Here's ABC News Chief White House Correspondent Mary Bruce.
Still unknown whether the president will call out Donald Trump directly by name. What is clear, Biden is likely to highlight their very different visions for the future of the country. Meanwhile, Donald Trump, now the presumptive Republican nominee, is also gearing up for a fight. He is already declaring and challenging Biden to debate, quote, anytime, anywhere, any place.
Hamas representatives walking away from talks in Cairo on a Gaza ceasefire that drastically dims the chances for a halt in the fighting for Ramadan. Philadelphia police on the lookout for three suspects following the shooting of eight teenagers at a bus stop. No one was killed, but one teen is in critical condition. This is ABC News. A Pennsylvania woman recovering after she was attacked by a black bear in her backyard outside of Pittsburgh this week.
It was just so fast. She was so aggressive. She was all over me.
Leanne Galante had just let her dog Smokey out Tuesday night, having no idea that a female bear was lurking in the dark until she saw bear cubs in her neighbor's tree. There were three of them.
She just kept coming. But I didn't want her to eat my baby.
Somehow, the mama bear got distracted, and Galante got herself and her dog back inside. Galante suffered injuries to her head, neck, and arm, and may need surgery for broken bones in her face.
That's ABC's Andrew Dimber. The mother bear was euthanized. The cubs were taken in by wildlife officials. Panera may be loosening its standards for some of its ingredients. Reuters says internal documents show that Panera stores have been told to take down signs that say things like no antibiotics ever or animal welfare. Relaxing the standards could save millions ahead of a planned IPO. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. University of Wisconsin campuses will keep more tuition money from Minnesota students from now on. Governor Evers is giving final approval to changes to Wisconsin's reciprocity agreement with Minnesota. Extra money from Minnesota students' tuition used to go to the state's general fund. Advocates for sustainable farming say they're happy with a recent federal court ruling banning the pesticide dicamba. George Naylor is an organic farmer who used to use chemical herbicides and pesticides.
I could see when after a rain how it washed off of a cornfield into my soybeans and hurt my soybeans. So I'd say it's a very dangerous chemical, and it can be easily moved through groundwater and surface water.
Dicamba is highly prone to drifting, which makes it hard for farmers to control where it goes. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Every Wednesday, American Legion Post 182 is hosting their 52-card Progressive 50-50 raffle, where you can get six tickets for $5. Doors open at 6:30 with the drawing at 7:30, and the American Legion will donate part of their proceeds to local organizations. Again, that's every Wednesday with the doors opening at 6:30 and the drawing at 7:30.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Double duty for the Brewers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. In Arizona, the Brewers had a split doubleheader, half the team playing the Cleveland Guardians in a 3-3 tie. Backup catcher Eric Haas playing well, the other half losing to the Reds 2-0. Hockey, two Badgers players, forward Kirsten Sims and defender Caroline Harvey, rewarded as the best at their positions by the Women's Collegiate Hockey Association, the Badgers women's team in Minnesota this weekend for the final faceoff tournament. NBA, the Bucks losing to Golden State by 35 points, 125-90. Giannis after the game.
Okay, you know, it's one game. I think we've played 6.5 great games. Got to go to the next one. Hopefully we can be locked in, play better.
Marquette losing to number 2 ranked UConn, 74-67 in the front row at Fiserv Forum. Was Packers head coach Matt LaFleur and the Bears Matt Eberflus. Whenever they put LaFleur's face up on the scoreboard, the fans cheered. And every time they showed Eberflus, the crowd booed. That's sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Water.
Cloudy for a while this morning. We will see a little more sunshine by later this afternoon with a high today near 49. The wind out of the south becoming west at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy. May see a few flurries after midnight, or low 23. Tomorrow, cloudy. Sprinkles 41. We'll get back into the upper 40s by later this weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
Brand new country.
I woke up on the wrong side. Dropped bed this morning with a bone drop. I love Jack.
We don't even fight anymore.
Love listening to the station.
98Q Country.
Joe's jumping those hills with Luke and Bo, plastic cap guns in a swimming hole. Don't get no dirt on your church clothes. Win or lose, we cheer for the Braves. 10% in the offering place. Sunday chicken and a NASCAR race. Sure be nice to get back to that place.
My big brother rode an Indian scout. He was black like his jacket, American spirit hanging out of his mouth. Just like our daddy, he kick-started that. Every couple of weeks, South California, talk about the desert and the Joshua tree, his pretty girl stories, poet's heart's on fire and crazy dreams. Oh.
Cabin of Solo at 98Q Country. How you doing? That sun is a little bit reluctant to come out, so you can kind of see it trying. A lot of cloud cover today, but still 51. pretty nice. We're very excited to bring you boys basketball tonight. The Winter Boys, they're regional champs, and they're playing in the sectional semis down in Medford against Owen Withy. We'll have it for you. A little coach's interview at 6:30. We'll tap it at 7 and have a little fun with that. If nothing else, it's going to be highly entertaining to hear Jeff Hakenden try to keep up with the pace of this Winter team. They like to get the ball over half court, make a couple passes, let her fly, and then get up and down the court. It is a fun way that they play. So we'll bring that to you tonight right here on 98Q. Special thanks to a lot of area businesses from around Winter for supporting our broadcast. Top Design Hair Salon, the Lakewoods Cafe right there in Winter, the Winter Cooperative, Dave Cecil Builders, Hungry Run Trucking and Excavating, Thompson Excavating, the Winter Electric folks, along with Biller Realty, TP Land Services, J&A Construction, and the Blind Pig right there in Winter, all supporting the local team. So very exciting. Somebody last, what do they say, last person out, shut off the lights out of Winter tonight. Most of the town will be down there. If you can't be there, we'll have it here, 98QCountry.com. On the Civic Media app, and then we'll archive it for you a little bit afterwards for you to listen back if you like.
Drowning in IRS debt? If you can't afford to pay your IRS debt due to economic hardship, you can now be free of IRS collection efforts by taking advantage of a special IRS tax hardship program. This program allows Americans who owe the IRS to resolve their delinquent tax debt once and for all. In some cases, maybe even reducing what you owe significantly. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Simply dial 800-785-9545. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back or have years of unfiled tax returns, help is standing by. Just call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-785-9545 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-785-9545 to see if you qualify. That's 800-785-9545.
Most of us can agree we should have the freedom to make our own medical decisions. Politicians should have no role at all, but not California mega millionaire Eric Hovde. Hovde said, "I am totally opposed to abortion, and I'm 100% pro-life." And he supported overturning Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights. Hovde's been supported by Wisconsin Right to Life, an extreme anti-abortion group that supports banning abortion, even in cases of rape and incest, and threatens doctors and nurses with criminal charges for providing abortion care. With views like that, Hovde could be a crucial vote in favor of a national abortion ban, letting politicians decide what's right for women. Call Eric Hovde at his California office at 714-730-4444. Tell him his position on abortion is dangerous for Wisconsin women. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
It's the weekend, and the hot spot is Harbor View on the Lake in Phillips, Wisconsin. Big G here. Saturday nights mean prime rib, and Sundays are all about endless mimosas and loaded Bloody Marys. Gather the family for a delicious roasted chicken dinner served from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Mention my name, Big G, for a 10% discount off your bill until March 31st, courtesy of Joe and Marisa, the new veteran owners of Harbor View on the Lake. Don't miss out!
Wondering how to choose from all your spring break options? Pop quiz. Is your family into monkeying around, airbending on a flying bison, or diving into slime? Or all of it? Mall of America. Go bananas on the new Boots Banana Swing Ride. Take to the sky and fly with Appa. Then get slimed in the Nickelodeon Universe Slimulator. For the littles, cosmic crafts, and more at Crayola Experience. It's the spring break of choice at Mall of America. Mallofamerica.com/spring.
Northwoods Realty and Property Management are proud to be a Logger United Booster Club sponsor. You can count on their team of realty experts to come through for every member of your family, even your visiting family. Visit northwoodswi.com.
Thursday, March 7th, it's boys basketball sectional semifinals with Winter versus Owen Withy at the Medford High School. There'll be a pregame at 6:30 with coaches interview and a play-by-play at 7 with Jeff Hakenden. Catch it all right here on 98Q Country, 98QCountry.com, or on the free Civic Media mobile app.
freaking good. I love it.
98Q Country.
Country.com.
Sides and your wild by lies and your humiliation, you have pointed out my flaws again.
Q Country. Online at 98QCountry.com.
Country, halfway to hell, 937. It's halfway, I guess. 20, I don't know. He's an interesting character if you've seen the interviews and documentaries with him. 937, it's 23 before 10. How about we throw some snowballs? We're getting down there. We will wrap this up tomorrow, guaranteed. I've still got 3 certificates to give away, so let's do it. If you haven't won twice, go ahead. If you've never played and won, you're good. If you won once, you're good. If you won twice, you're out. You're out. So I got 3 on the wheel yet, $25 from our participating sponsors. And I'll mention those in just a little bit here. Get on into your local Park Falls BP. They're right next to McDonald's. They've got the fuel for your car, the fuel for you, the coffee, the cappuccino. They got a little something for the weekend for you, whatever you're up to this weekend, whether it be snacks and soda or something stronger than that. They'll take care of your local folks at your Park Falls BP. Right next to McDonald's here in Park Falls. I got word that the Flambeau Area Sportsman Banquet on Saturday, March 16th, there are just a handful of tickets left for that. So if you want in, you better call Leroy Quick at 762-4413 because it's about sold out. They sell, I think, 125, I think they said, for that Flambeau Area Sportsman Banquet Saturday, March 16th at the Legion in Park Falls. So give Leroy a call. He'll let you know if there's any tickets left at 762-4413, the phone number for that. Let's see if we can do something productive here. Who do we got on the line here?
Daryl.
What's the name again?
Daryl.
Daryl. All right, Daryl, good to have you with. What you up to today?
I just came back from walking the dogs.
All right, sounds like a good morning. All right, Daryl, here we go. Let's spin the wheel, Daryl. Let's spin the wheel. We got $25 for Shawamigan Home Furnishings there. Get yourself some nice down there, Daryl. All right, Daryl. Gunner A, Gunner B. Pick the right one.
Gunner A, please.
Gunner A, he says. All right. Let's see if we can make it. I think we've had 4 out of our last 5 or so. Here we go. Good luck, Daryl. Here we go.
Come on, you guys have made snowballs before.
Want to go far.
You got to pack it. Push. See the tiny packet.
further it'll go. Like this. And it goes like that, all right? Good luck.
Ow!
You got her.
Son of a...
Just like that, Daryl. All right. Great. All right. What kind of dogs you got you're walking out there today, Daryl?
Two little lost obstacles.
Oh, little... They'll keep you moving, huh? Energetic this morning? Yeah. All right, Daryl. Yeah. We'll stop on by sometime and grab that certificate. Thanks for playing along. We appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.
All right, Daryl, taking time from walking the dogs. Look at that. To win a certificate to Shawamigan Home Furnishings. Now, tomorrow we will wrap this up, whether it takes two tries or seven or ten. We got $25 to a Round the Corner Pub in Mercer. Get yourself some food and drinks there. And we got $25 still from BC Auto Repair. $25 to Leisure City in Woodruff. So those will be the final two. Thank you to all of our sponsors. We've had a lot of fun doing this, even though we didn't have any snow. Around the Corner Pub, the Big Dipper, the Cabin Creation folks, Shawamigan Home Furnishings, Decor to Adore, Fraser Mercantile in Catawba, Ross's Sports Shop, Great Northern Motel, and the Wolf's Den in Mercer, Jack's Corner Bar, Northern Lights Inn in the Lanes, Oh Dear Nutrition, Panasia, Oriental Market, Patchouli Garden, Park Falls Chamber, Park Falls Family Restaurant, Leisure City, and BC Auto Repair. Final chances for you to play and win tomorrow morning.
Join us at Northwood Supper Club in Fifield, Wisconsin, where tradition meets taste. Terry's Culinary Touch brings exceptional homemade dishes served daily from 4 to 8 p.m. Don't miss on our weekly specials. Shrimp Palooza on Wednesdays for just $15. Cook's Choice on Thursdays. And Friday, Fish Fry Extravaganza featuring cod, bluegill, perch, salmon, shrimp, or even flounder. Indulge in Lisa's exquisite desserts perfectly paired with signature cocktails. On Saturday, savor prime rib. Northwood Supper Club, Fifield, Wisconsin. Open Wednesday through Saturday. Just look for the big deer. Stop gutter worries with Lynn Stunkel at Complete Rain Gutters. 30-plus years experience brings peace of mind. Visit CompleteRainGutter.com for a quote today. Your gutters deserve the best.
There's a lot of good going on all around us, and Aspirus Health is proud to be home to so much of it. We are here for you and your family, here for the community, planning for the future, and here for good. Because that's how it should be among people who care for one another. And that's what keeps driving us forward at Aspirus. Good people with good hearts, delivering great care. Care that will keep getting better as we grow and thrive together. Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence. Compassion for people.
Want adventure but don't have the right stuff? Your boat club at BJ's Sports Shop on Highway 51 in Minocqua has you covered. They're the premier area retailer for renting snowshoes, cross-country skis, and fat tire bikes. And with apparel brands like Patagonia, Roxy, Helly Hansen, Smartwool, Telec, and Old Town, they'll get you covered from head to toe. So get up and get going to your boat club at BJ's Sports Shop, Minocqua's premier outdoor clothing and equipment retailer, located at 917 U.S. Highway 51 in Minocqua.
From demolition to driveways, hauling, and everything in between, including food plots and walkout basements, Hungry Run Trucking and Excavating can handle it all. We're proud to wish the Winter Warriors great success in tournament play and to sponsor this game broadcast on 98Q Country. With locations in Winter and Loretta, Wisconsin, count on Hungry Run for top-notch service. Whether it's excavating or trucking needs, trust Hungry Run Trucking and Excavating to deliver excellence on and off the court.
Connexus Credit Union in Phillips is proud to be a sponsor of the Logger United Booster Club. They are a member-focused cooperative that is proud to return the profits to member owners through high yields for checking accounts, deposit products, as well as competitive rates. Connexus Credit Union, located at 114 South Avon Avenue in Phillips.
We're going abroad for the first time in years to Spain. So we started using Babbel.
And started learning Spanish fast.
With Babbel, you can start having conversations in another language in just 3 weeks.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
In just 3 weeks, we're starting to have conversations in Spanish. Gracias, Babbel.
Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
Brand new country. I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning with a bone drop. I love Jack.
Country.
Well, it was down some street we couldn't even pronounce. We were stuck in the middle, loving every ounce. Tequila was cheap, but the flow we were feeling was real. Neither one of us looking for three little words, unless those three words were do not disturb. Checkout was supposed to be noon, but we slept until three. Sitting Indian style with my t-shirt on and a half-drunk smile. She talked about Austin and how she'd get back there someday. I had the curtains wide open and a song on my phone. We danced by the TV we never turned on and wondered would anyone miss us if we ran away. But this isn't one of those stories that ends up that way. She left a night I can't forget, but she kept the hotel key, slipped it in her purse, I guess, it makes her think of me, and then now we left our hearts on the sleeves and the clothes all over the floor, we both know we can't open the door no more, but she kept the hotel key, yeah, she kept it, she kept the hotel key, slipped it in her purse, I guess, it makes her think.
Online at 98qcountry.com.
We've been swinging and missing. It ain't broke yet, but damn, it needs fixing. Been a while since you kissed, felt like kissing. It's just different. We've been talking about forever since we've been together. Something about a ring makes you think we're better off with all this, but we're caught in between a rock and a hard place. Red wine and mistakes, tears roll.
Rock and
place. Tears rolling down in your face as I walked out that door. And that's when I lost it. Midnight in Austin. Damn, I'm exhausted. What the hell's this all for? Is this where it lands or it breaks? How much more of this can we take?
Bailey Zimmerman there, rocking a hard place. At 98Q Country at 9:50. In just a moment, I'm going to dazzle you with an amazing and interesting fact about a dentist. I know the other day it was National Dentist Day, and I heard some other talk shows. People are just like, oh, we salute the dentist. Nobody wants to go to the dentist. They don't get enough love. So we're going to, I got a pretty cool dentist story coming up in just a moment. But we got Ileana right now with us from the Phillips High School to chat about what's going on there. Ileana, good morning to you.
Good morning.
What's happening at the Phillips High School today?
So I have a quick sports update and then a school update. So our girls basketball played McDonald and Ladysmith and battled through their final game of the season last week. The final score of the game was 46-78 with the Loggers going out with an incredible record of 24-3 this year. Yeah. Congrats to them on a great season. It was super fun watching them all season. Watching them grow as a team as well.
Yeah. And I understand that Casey is competing in that three-point contest this weekend, too, I believe.
She is. Yeah. The whole varsity team is going down to watch state basketball, actually. Tomorrow we get to miss school. And then Saturday morning she shoots. So,
yeah, that's
cool.
Yeah,
she's competing for threes. So, yeah, good luck to her.
Yeah, I was down there several years ago when Austin Edwards competed in that for the boys, and I went down there Saturday morning and watched, and it's really a cool atmosphere, so it's going to be fun.
Yeah, it'll be fun to cheer on.
All right. Oh, very good.
For boys basketball, their team also ended their season last week Friday in Auburndale with a battling game and final score 42-69. The boys ended their season with an overall 13-13 record, and we're very proud of both of our basketball teams. Great job to you guys, Loggers.
Yes, yes.
For powerlifting, this past weekend at State, our six students that went to State for powerlifting were all mostly in the top 10. Three of our students, Keely Dahl, a senior, and two juniors, Kylie Ettinger and Addison Susan, will be heading to Nationals, which are in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, in April. Congrats to our three powerful ladies heading to Nationals. For spring sports, they're rolling in quick. Track started this week. Softball starts next Monday. Hopefully, with no snow, we'll be out on the field right away, which is, right. I don't think that's ever happened because most of the time we're in the gym and then we head outside. But hopefully, we'll just be able to start right away outside, and it'll be chilly, but good way to start out the season.
Yeah, the gym and the janitors will appreciate you not being in there, though.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
That's for sure.
And then for school updates, we're hosting the blood drive, I believe, next week already. It's supposed to be on March 14th. If you're interested in giving blood, please call 1-800-280-4102, and you can schedule your appointment right here at the Phillips High School gym.
All right.
Juniors take their ACT test on March 28th. Thank God I'm a senior.
Oh, yeah.
And me and 10 other students in the high school are 2 weeks away from being on the beach at the Espiritu Santo Island in Mexico. Super exciting experience. I can't even explain how excited I am. It's just crazy how fast it's coming.
It will be a great memory-making experience, yes.
For sure.
All right. Very good, Ileana. Good to talk to you. We'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good.
All right. Thank you, Ileana Winter. She's a senior at the Phillips High School. She does this each week for us, gives us update on what's going on. All right, dentist, before I depart. Born in 1860, dentist William J. Morrison became president of the Tennessee State Dental Association in 1894. But he was somewhat of a dabbler, and his varied interest also included writing children's books and designing scientific processes. So he patented methods for both turning cottonseed into a lard substance and also purifying Nashville's public drinking water. So in 1897, this guy and a fellow Nashvillian, a confectioner, they got together, collaborated on an electric candy machine. which received a patent within 2 years, by right around 1900 or so. So their device melted sugar into a whirling central chamber and then used the air to push the sugar through a screen into a metal bowl, and it's now what we call a cotton candy machine. Yeah, so these guys debated. They debuted their snack called Fairy Floss, is what they called it at the beginning. Fairy Floss at the Louisiana Purchase Exposition in 1904, better known as the St. Louis World Fair. So over the seven-month event, at least 65,000 people purchased a wooden box of cotton candy. Cotton candy, late 1800s, invented by a dentist. It seems like the ultimate. I mean, you push the cotton candy, and then it's like, oh, now you have tooth problems? Come on in and see me. I'm a dentist. So it's quite a scam is what it is. But to have a dentist invent cotton candy right around the turn of the century, 1900s, pretty incredible, I thought. I hope you have a great day. We are gearing up. We're going to hear from Big G and Gray here sometime before noon from the Big Expo over in Rhinelander. We may hear more from them this afternoon, too. And we will also hear from Jeff Hakenin tonight to bring you winter boys basketball down in Medford. 6:30 pregame. We'll chat with the coach. And then 7 o'clock, the tap tonight. All right here, 98QCountry.com. And on the Civic Media app, John St. John is standing by next.
Get ready for flavorful bites at Empty Pockets. Our specialty roasted chicken that's crispy and grease-free, making every dish a savory delight. Join us Wednesday through Saturday for our standout specials. Indulge in our pterodactyl wings. $11 gets you 4 pieces or half a chicken, both equally tempting. Craving more? Grab 6 wings for $15, paired perfectly with our choice of fries and our signature homemade slaw. Friday's highlight is our fish fry, 2 pieces for $10, 3 pieces for $12. And for an extra treat, try our tiger shrimp. Ready to complete any meal. Empty Pockets, where taste meets tradition.
At Redmond Realty Group, we redefine real estate excellence. Collaborating closely with you, we craft tailored marketing campaigns that transcend expectations. Our strategic investments span local and out-of-state markets, leveraging both traditional and digital avenues. Pioneers in the Northwoods, we can showcase your properties with professional photography, drone imagery, and groundbreaking 3D scans. Stay ahead with innovation. Choose Redmond Realty Group, where your unique needs drive our commitment to redefine the future of real estate. Elevate your property experience with Redmond Realty Group today.
Ruff, ruff. March into BC Auto Repair, Towing and Recovery in Prentice, Wisconsin. Meet Meatball and the whole doggy gang. Purchase 4 new tires this March and get a complimentary standard alignment. Enjoy free tire rotations for the life of your tires with a 3-year road hazard warranty and 1-year nationwide roadside assistance on Falcon tires. Ensure your family's safety with ADAS, Advanced Driver Assistance Systems, calibration. Proper calibration is crucial to your vehicle's safety features to work effectively. Get $40 off this service this month. Call 715-428-2545 to speak with a BC Auto Repair ADAS expert and protect your vehicle with fluid film protection. Located 3 miles east of the intersections of Highway 8 and County Road A in Prentice, Wisconsin.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
That doesn't sound good.
Paper shredder's jammed, but I think I fixed it.
Oh, well, try shredding these $50 bills then.
Seems like it's working.
Better try another $400.
Stop. Instead of using money, use regular paper. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Progressive asks, what do a late night pizza craving?
Pizza place.
Can I get one large pepperoni pizza?
A newly licensed teen delivery driver. A guaranteed delivery time or its free offer. And your front fence have in common?
Uh-oh.
That's my fence!
They can turn your stomach upside down in under 30 minutes.
I'm still getting a tip, right?
Bundle your home and auto with Progressive for great savings and round-the-clock protection.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Water.
Cloudy for a while this morning. We will see a little more sunshine by later this afternoon with a high today near 49. The wind out of the south becoming west at 5 to 15.